Hey there, Bridget.
Hello, Patricia. How are you?
I'm doing super.
That's great. Yeah. That's great.
I'm so glad to have you back in the studio for a Just the Facts conversation.
Yes, it's been a while.
It has been a while, but you've been very busy and a lot's been on your plate.
Yes, yes, as always. And then we also had our lovely weather.
Yes, the awful weather. It was a rough winter.
It really was, yes. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that we all survived it and come out on top of all the snow and mud.
Mm-hmm. And the tulips are coming up.
Yes.
The daffodils are out.
It was 80 degrees today.
80 degrees. Wonderful.
Can't believe it.
Yeah.
Can't believe it.
Well, Bridget, what we wanted to do this evening was to give you the opportunity to catch our listeners up on all things community theater.
Absolutely.
We're doing the prep work for the annual meeting, which will take place in
May. It's actually going to be on May 4th. May the 4th be with you. So yes, we are planning not only to have our meeting to go over our past year, to summarize that and look forward to our year in the future, but we will also be entertaining our patrons and our members
mm-hmm.
with a sci-fi murder mystery show. So,
what a great idea to celebrate the 4th.
The 4th
that is with us. So that will be at McNann's Main Street Pub.
Yes.
And at 2?
At noon.
Starting at noon.
To probably 2. Meeting may last until 3.
Okay. So. And there will be food.
There will be food.
And libations.
And libations. Yeah, so.
Excellent. Always a fun time.
What could be better?
That's right. So looking back on the year, what were some of the highlights?
Well, Hairspray was a huge success, a sellout. We even had to turn people away. So if you were one of those people that we turned away, come back. We'll make sure you get into our next production.
Mm-hmm.
So it brought in lots of new people from surrounding areas like Salisbury,
mm-hmm.
New Franklin, and Boonville. We collaborated with high school students as well as CMU students and the community actors
mm-hmm.
to put on a huge production that mm-hmm. I couldn't have done without all the help that I had.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it just spurred us on to do some more things.
And set the bar. I mean, it was amazing to have a standing room only audience.
It was quite fun, festive,
and people were just thrilled, and there was a anticipation in the air, and the people who couldn't be seated, they left in good humor. They were not mad or upset. They were just like, I should have been here last night. And it was just really something. I myself don't think I've ever been at an SRO.
Oh, I don't think so. It was not in Fayette. I don't know. I may be mistaken, but that's always fun.
Mm-hmm.
So then we continued our success with the small Christmas radio program that we put on KPIP.
Mm-hmm.
And
that was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Again, using a lot of my teens.
Mm-hmm.
I think they had a lot of fun and enjoyed getting the experience of radio because it is very different from live theater. They're all very different, all
mm-hmm.
the medias.
Mm-hmm.
And then we helped support the Fayette High School production of Into the Woods Junior
mm-hmm.
this winter. And I think that was a good success for FACT to be a part of. It's always good for us to support the upcoming talent.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was a wonderful opportunity for the students to get their feet wet in some extra things because they needed to help out their director who had been recovering from surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So they were right on top of things, helping to get costumes and sets and props done. And kids would take other kids aside to help them. I was very impressed when the students would help each other out with their music and finding the right pitch and rhythm, because that's not necessarily
mm-hmm.
my fort.
Uh-huh.
So it was nice when some learned students stepped up to the bat and helped some of the younger ones or the less experienced ones.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all willing to say, hey, why don't we try, or let's work on this, or,
mm-hmm.
you know, in a very nice way that was helpful.
Right.
So I think they gained a lot of experience
mm-hmm.
and hopefully we'll continue.
I think I've said this before. It's so important for kids to participate in theater arts. It's education.
It really is, because there's not one single spot in adulthood where you don't have to talk mm-hmm. to someone. You mm-hmm. have to be face to face. So you have to be able to present yourself well, whether it's in interviews or making presentations or leading a team or just ordering a hamburger from a restaurant. Mm-hmm. It's very important to be able to express yourself mm-hmm. and to feel confident when doing that mm-hmm. is very important. So mm-hmm. I think that theater helps a lot that way. And like you said, it's not just about those people who perform in front of the stage, but backstage also, because there are those people who, you know, absolutely don't want to be mm-hmm. on stage, mm-hmm. but they can work backstage and develop skills like problem solving and organization and mm-hmm. Team building and time management and communication. Mm-hmm. And all of those are important too. And not to mention just being able to get to a show. You know, we're very lucky to have a lot of arts in our small community mm-hmm. that people can come and see. And even if they don't say, oh, I want to get on stage, mm-hmm. they can say, oh, I would like to become a patron of the arts. I really enjoy going to theater. Oh, this is actually based on a book. Maybe I'll go read the book. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of ways that someone can mm-hmm. participate in the future.
That's right.
Within the arts. Mm-hmm. But yes, it is fun to watch the students that I have seen from ages 4 or 5 mm-hmm. when they were dancing with me in class to, you know, middle school plays and community plays and high school plays, and just to see how far they've come and how far they've grown mm-hmm. And to look into their futures where mm-hmm. they possibly might be able to use some of these skills that they've learned on stage and put them to use mm-hmm. somewhere in their young adult life. Mm-hmm. And that's very exciting.
Yes. And that reminds me, I guess one of your legacies as president of FACT will be the establishment of a scholarship for graduating seniors.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think that that's something that would benefit the community, the mm-hmm. students and FACT, as far as if we have the money that we can give to someone who's pursuing the performing arts, mm-hmm. And number one, any help for college is mm-hmm. good. Mm-hmm. And then it's a good recognition for some of these students who have been working in the community since they were very young. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a way that helps all of us. It's mm-hmm. win-win-win.
That's right. And when they go off with the little extra push under their wings of a scholarship, the right. you know, the loyalty to the community is repaid in many ways.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I know that I have one senior who graduated last year mm-hmm. and has come back several times whenever mm-hmm. she is out of college mm-hmm. and comes back to her home community, and she'll give me a call and say, hey, what are you doing? How can I help? And she's come in and done little workshops for my students or helped with a play mm-hmm. that was going on at the time. And that's the kind of repertoire building we would like mm-hmm. is to have that mm-hmm. continue as students graduate and leave the community mm-hmm. even if they didn't come back permanently. Maybe they would come back remembering the mm-hmm. experiences they had and would like to help out in mm-hmm. some small way.
And you know what I think is that when they leave the cocoon of the idyllic hometown and they go into a very competitive world where opportunity is not so easy to gain access to, when they come back and they're like, oh, it's the world is my oyster yes. in Fayette. And all I have to do is have the idea and the courage to pick up the phone and call.
Absolutely.
And there it is, the opportunity that.
And that would be a nice, mm-hmm. you know, starting ground for some mm-hmm. people who are like, well, I'd really want to direct, but I'm afraid to direct this huge mm-hmm. production because I've never done it before. But hey, I could go back to Fayette mm-hmm. and try something out. Yes. And so that's always a good thing too. Great. It's a little starting block here.
Mm-hmm. So as the FACT year is ending and the next one is starting, mm-hmm. I guess you can announce the new season.
Yes, so we have a new season coming up this summer. we will be doing two shows. Michael and Brenna O'Neill will take on directing Nonsense. And that will be for adults. And then Carrie Strodman will be directing The Wizard of Oz for youngers.
for the youth.
We have a range here, so it's like, yeah, from 4 to 14.
Wow.
So okay. We've got children, youth, and teens all in there. In fact, she has already posted that her auditions are going to be Wednesday, April 17th.
Okay.
From 3:30 to 6 at the Parish House.
Okay. Of?
Of Lynn Memorial.
Lynn Memorial, okay.
And the show will be June 21st through 23rd.
Okay.
So she's got that posted on Facebook, and Fact will post that also. So if you want any more information, you can email Fact or look on the Facebook, or just run down into the high school parking lot and yell at me sometime, and I'll try to give you that information. It's a small town.
What's the email address?
C. Strodman, S-T-R-O-D-M-A-N, 2, at gmail.com.
Okay.
And that would be her email.
Okay. And does Fact have an email?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
I believe it is, let's see, technology, Fayette, all small letters, act, at gmail.com.
Okay.
So FAYETTEACT at gmail.com.
Okay.
All lowercase.
All right. So if you ever want to get in touch with Bridget, that's how you do it.
Yeah. Well, or Fayette Area Community Theater.
Yeah, right. So the annual meeting is coming up. We talked about that.
Yep. May 4th. And then the two summer productions.
Two summer productions.
And then in the fall, we will be doing an adaptation of the book Gypsy in the Parlor.
Yep.
Which should be a lot of fun.
That's something you and I are going
to
work on
Yes,
together.
It is. That was your brilliant idea to do that in the first place. And I think that it'll be something that everyone will enjoy. Fact, we'll also be underwriting more radio shows for KPIP and doing some holiday shows again. We will also think about maybe doing a musical review fundraiser, but we would like to have input from the people who come to the annual meeting to see if they have any ideas or would like to volunteer to help. And then, of course, we will help the high school play again. And
that's a lot. It is really a lot. Do you think that you'll have a 5K again?
Any type of fundraiser like that, we would need people who would step up to the plate to actually organize and run it. So we would be interested in hearing if somebody would like to take over something like that, or if they have any ideas that they would like to bring with the help to the Fayette Area Community Theater, because it is one of those things. Most theaters that do fundraising and have grants, they have people who are solely in charge of that. So we have a very small board, and to get us all to be able to direct or help out productions as well as work full-time jobs.
Raise families.
Yeah. It can stretch us thin. So fundraising is always an important part of theater so that you can maintain the high standard of good shows and even hopefully get into some educating. You know, maybe we could bring people in to do workshops and, you know, have guest speakers and things like that. But that all does take money and we would need
time.
And you know, we would need people who would volunteer to form committees to run specific things like that. So that's something that we would talk about at the annual meeting, just looking at where the future of Fact is going.
Okay. Well, if you're out there listening and you're looking for something to do with your time, Fact is a fun group of people. Actors are fun groups. They're fun people to hang out with.
Absolutely.
And they really
we break
do
out into song all the time.
And they have a can-do attitude. So that's really improves the quality of life. And I think it speaks well of our community.
I think it does.
That the community theater is an institution. It's 35 years old.
35, 36.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's in and of itself, no small feat.
Right.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for coming in and talking with me about all things fact.
Absolutely. Anytime.
Okay. All right. You have a good evening, Bridget.
All right. Thank you, Patricia.